Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. So when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPAMAMOUSD. FAIR.
We're getting too many.
We need to come up with a standard disclaimer.
We do. We don't
CGA.
We do. We don't speak for AANAGAPASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASLASL
alone, and we don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Yeah. Now we just took twice as long to do this.
Yeah. There you go. Shelly just made it longer. Thanks.
As if it wasn't long enough. Thanks, Shelly.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelly.
And Mark.
Yay! How was your day, Shelly?
Go to the next contestant.
How's your day, Mark?
Fantastic.
What'd you do?
I slept in.
Nice. I even slept in a little bit.
I was looking through a box in the garage yesterday and found my old waffle iron. So I made waffles for breakfast this morning.
Really?
Yep.
I love waffles.
You wouldn't happen to want a sandwich press, would you?
It actually is a sandwich press, but if you turn the things upside down, it's a waffle iron.
Oh.
So, do
we have a sandwich press?
Right there.
Is it like a George Foreman grill?
No, just a sandwich grill.
I've got one of those.
Makes those little triangle sandwich pocket thingies.
Oh, nice.
We've never used it.
Okay. Yep. So did that. Hung out. Kind of had a pretty good day and went to my mother's. My son's girlfriend made dinner tonight.
Awesome.
She made chicken enchiladas.
Awesome.
I had six.
Wow.
They were pretty darn good. Came on over here.
Sweet. How about you, Shelly? Come on. I went to contestant number one.
I cleaned up a few things as I could and put ice on my knee. That was my day.
Okay. I worked.
Good.
Got out of work, ran to a panel, ran back from the panel to here, went to 85 degrees and bought some pastries for Shelly, and ran over here, and now we're doing the show.
Yeah, you scarfed down some dinner.
Yeah, I scarfed it fast.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm sure that was really thrilling for everyone that's listening.
Yeah.
We're putting people to sleep now.
No, we're not. Well, people are interested in how our days are.
You know what that means.
I'm not interested in how my day is.
You know what that means.
Shelly, you have to realize we're personalities.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of principles.
Yeah. We're personalities sans principles.
I'm a multiple personality.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. I'm a wee little bit hoarse
you
from
are, but
speaking a while ago.
But I know our dudes are good when I can hardly hear yours. That means we're right in sync.
Well, actually, I wasn't really duding. No.
Okay. We've got shout-outs to people that I've forgotten. Crap. Well, I know Bill sent me something. Bill always sends something. And I think Deborah sent something.
Who's almost Deborah?
She sends us stuff.
She must know Brian.
She must know Brian.
They must be engaged or something because have you heard Deborah before?
Yeah, once or twice, yeah.
Okay.
Did you hear from Katie Yuck?
No, I'm feeling
bad. No, nothing from Katie Yuck. In fact, I should probably email her.
Okay.
Now,
where's Deborah from?
What?
Where's Deborah from?
I don't remember.
Facebook?
It's anonymous.
No. Google. She's a listener.
She's from Google.
Sweet. She's from Google.
She sends an email.
Awesome.
Okay, anywho, in Annapolis, Maryland, that's where we are, And this is actually a story that one of our friends might be interested in. Apparently in Maryland, it is illegal to rent an apartment in which you know there isn't any kind of infestation problem without remedying the problem before you rent it.
That seems like it should be a no-brainer.
I'm hoping that, you know, that might be true in California, too, because if it is, our friend could, you know, blow the whistle on one of the recovery homes around here that is knowingly renting to people when they have a serious bed bug problem. Fika Shaban, this is a woman, she started...
Oh, I heard about this. She's got a lot of money, right?
Yeah, she started scratching and itching the day she moved into her new apartment. Mm. She had... Within a few days, she was covered with welts, bites, scabs, and she didn't know that there were bed bugs. She asked the landlord about it and about what could be causing all these bites, and he told her that he had no idea. However, she then went to the county housing facilities to try to find a new place to live and found out that the courts had already known about his bed bug infestation. He told the courts he would try to remedy the situation as soon as possible. They didn't check on it again. And what he did was he bought a couple of propane heaters to try to force the bed bugs to leave because they don't like heat.
Mm.
All that did was force all the bugs into the bedroom. So then what happened was she didn't want to pay rent. She wanted to, you know, some redress of this grievance. She wanted him to fix the problem. He put all her stuff while she was work out, like had her entire apartment emptied onto the street. Most of her belongings were stolen by the time her neighbor called and, you know, said, you got to get up here. He's dumped all your stuff out on the street. So she lost pretty much everything she owned. So she sued.
A bunch.
She got $800,000. $150,000 was compensation for all of her damaged and stolen belongings.
Which is pretty generous, I'm sure.
And the well, some of the stuff that was from her private business. Like she had a mail order business. So, like, all of her inventory and display things from shows and all that stuff was gone.
Her trinkets from China.
The rest of it,
$650,000
was in punitive damages.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The jury that awarded it specifically said that one of the reasons they were making it so high is they were setting an example for other landlords that try to pull this crap.
Good.
Yes. So, you know, maybe if we blow the whistle on this recovery home, it's...
Oh, he's got $800,000 coming to him, which there's no way they'll have.
Yeah. Okay, in...
Florida!
Yes. Dimitri...
It's been a long time.
Dimitri Manjolovich Nicholas.
Oh, it's three names.
Three names.
Wonder
41 years old. He's actually from Piqua, Ohio. He was driving with his two kids, a nine-year-old girl and... three kids. Two nine-year-old girls and an 11-year-old boy. He was driving with them down to Florida to go to Disney for a vacation. He had decided to stop off and, you know, get the kids some lunch and have a few with lunch. His driving was so erratic, the kids were so terrified that when he slowed down for a minute, they jumped from the car.
Ooh,
wow.
The 11-year-old had a phone and called 911, which automatically, I guess, Florida went to the highway patrol. They picked him up.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, fortunately, are safe.
Uh-huh.
They didn't get hurt, but that's how badly he was driving. And it doesn't say what his BAC was, though.
I'm assuming he's in jail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On many different counts?
Yeah, several different counts.
Now, what do you bet? What do you bet Disney invites those kids to go for free?
Nah.
You don't think?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
Because that's probably big news in Florida. If we heard about it out here, it's probably big news in Florida.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a lot of attaboy.
Okay, here's one of... Okay, I don't even know how to describe the stupidity of this.
I'm sure you'll find a way.
This is an Exeter High School, which is back...
We'll help.
Well, I can't remember where.
Is it important to the story?
Not really.
Then continue.
At any rate, at this high school... There was discovered what is being called a screenplay that was written on one of the servers, the school servers, that was written by one of the teachers that is basically talking about how the teachers bought booze and alcohol for students, were having sex with students' parents, were going to parties, smoking pot with students, doing all this nefarious crap, engaging in sexual harassment with some of the cute kids, and then doing what they call party crashing. And I'm quoting here, one of the characters in the play says, "It's time we got some payback on those little bastards we call our students."
Nice.
Now, you might think that that was just a screenplay, which it actually was. It
okay.
did turn out just to be imaginative.
Uh-huh.
The guy that wrote it used the four teachers that are engaged in this fantasy role play thing,
uh-huh.
used their real names in it.
Uh-huh.
On the school servers.
Uh-huh.
And the principal wasn't the only one that found it.
So what's the upshot?
The upshot is that there are four teachers that have been forced to resign, and parents are up in arms that that this was allowed to go on. I mean...
But I thought it was just a screenplay.
Yes, but think about... I mean, they're using their real names and the real names of the students and the parents.
Whoops.
And creating these little sex scenes with the parents and, I mean, all this stuff. That's going to be a little disturbing.
Is this based on fact or is this just a fantasy?
Everyone involved says this is fantasy.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. So why are these teachers having to resign?
Wow. Okay, Bruce is unclear on the concept.
Mark, are you clear on the concept?
Why are the teachers resigning, Shelley?
If
it was just a...
If it's just an imaginary story... If it's all an imaginary thing that someone made up, why would the teachers need to resign?
The guy who wrote it, I could see being gone.
Well, because the other three contributed to the writing.
That's a major part of the story we left out here.
Sorry, yeah, they had a little piece of the pie,
Shelley, that you ate before we got to the table.
Because they had a little large chunk of pie. A little star chamber going on there.
No.
I was listening to the show. I kept thinking, they get ready to do a middle school version of Caligula.
Oh, my God.
Oh, brother. All right, let's see. Where are we going next? I'm skipping a couple of stories, but we may go back to them. Oh, my goodness. Mexico City. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
We are not going to Mexico City.
Well, you do if you want to see all the naked chicks on bikes.
You know what? I wouldn't go to Mexico City even to see naked chicks on bikes.
Oh, well, because it was World Naked Bike Ride Day.
When was this?
Well, the story was today, so maybe it was yesterday.
Wait. So I sat in front of my store a bunch yesterday. I didn't see a single naked bike rider go by. What the hell?
Well, that's because the main event was in Mexico City this year. It's in a different city.
I'm sure it'll be on YouTube tomorrow.
It probably will. I'll watch for it.
You'll be looking for it.
The World Naked Bike Ride Day like hops around from different cities. Like they're calling it a movement. It started 9 years ago. The first one was in Canada, and every year they have one in a different city. There was one in London last year. And basically, hundreds of people get on their bikes naked and ride through the city to highlight how important it is for cities, for communities to create bike lanes and make biking safe for everyone. How being naked on your bike does that, I don't know. I would think that if you could wear shorts, it would send the same message. But I'm just saying.
Without the same chafing.
Get on your bikes and ride!
Oh, great. Thank you. I'll have fat
that bottom girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
That wasn't quite in my key, but okay.
Well, I just finished speaking, so my voice isn't doing it.
Okay, now I've got another one of those. Now, this story, I am unclear on the concept. This is out of Moscow.
Mark, and I'll get it right away.
Now, we've all heard that Putin and his wife have announced their separation. They're going their own ways.
I did not know that.
I'm not exactly sure why, but activists from the Femin Radical Women's Rights Group are protesting their divorce by going topless in front of the state building.
I'm in favor.
I don't know why. And then they wrote, "Go Russia," across their chests with, like, makeup or whatever, and waved ribbons around.
Okay. Go Russia.
Thank you.
But why?
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't understand why they're protesting his divorce.
We don't care.
We just want to see naked
women. We just want to see boobs.
I care. I want to know why. I mean, is this woman such a threat that they don't want her on the market? I mean, yikes. Let's see. Oh, we have time for this one. In Oviedo,
Florida.
Yes, thank you. If you think that where you live that mosquitoes are bad, try going there.
Oh, the B-29 bugs?
They're called Gallinippers. Gallinippers, whatever.
Okay.
They're 20 times the size of a mosquito. They're mosquitoes, but they're huge, and they leave these gigantic welts, and they have invaded Florida.
Time to get more birds.
The size of a quarter. Huh?
Time to get more birds.
Bats. Bats would love that.
Bats.
Yeah. Just yet another reason why Florida is sort of like Australia in America.
Good day.
Yeah, most of the really like deadly or gross, disgusting, or like things that won't want to bite and hurt you are in Florida.
Because they have Everglades.
That's true. The content of animals in Florida is pretty dramatic compared to the rest of the country.
It's because they have Everglades.
And this last one, this is one of those facepalm moments. San Borton, New Hampshire. A high school teacher calling for her dog that she had brought to school with her for some reason triggered a school-wide lockdown.
What's her dog's name?
Logan. Another teacher overheard her calling the dog, thought that the faculty member was shouting lockdown, called the office. The office called the fire department and the police department. All the doors were locked. All the kids were locked in their classrooms for most of the day.
Wow.
Until they figured out why they were on lockdown.
Logan.
Oops.
Come here, Logan. Come here. You'd think that would be hard to...
Logan.
Well, it depends on what the building is like, the echo, the way the sound moves around, that sort of thing. This story that I was telling, I forget who sent me that.
Lockdown. No, I'm not hearing it.
I don't know.
You hear what you want to hear.
Yes. Okay, and well, this story actually doesn't list the dog's name. The other story that I had did, but this one was shorter, so I copied this one.
Thank you.
And that is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back. Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College at SelfWillHappens.com. Mark, we have a topic.
We do have a topic.
And you know what it is, and I do not.
I do. In the latest issue of the 12-Step Gazette.
Shout out to the other white meat, Bruce.
Mm-hmm. In an article written by, story by Susan Cheever. She was talking about the proliferation of 12-Step programs.
Which we have also talked about.
Uh-huh. She asked a question. What is the difference between being an addict and being a human being?
Because everybody
has a problem. Are they all... the reason to develop a 12-step program?
I don't know. That would assume off the bat that everybody has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
have we started programs for people where, like, we're blowing their issue out of proportion?
Well, there has been some of those. Remember, there was something that was like
Lip Balm Anonymous.
Or Diet Pepsi Anonymous or something like that. They thought the kid was drinking too much soda or... I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there is. I doubt that everybody has a problem. You know, what's the difference between an addict and a human? Well, there's a lot of people that don't do things in an addict fashion that would be considered the normies. You know, I mean, there's examples of that all over the place. You get the guy that drinks hard once in a while, but, you know, he doesn't drink till he passes out and then gets up and drinks till he passes out and drinks till he passes out and drinks till he passes out.
And then you get the kid whose mom finds a dime bag of marijuana and puts her kid into rehab.
Yes.
So.
That's true. What do you think, Shani?
I agree with her. By the way, Susan Cheever's a fairly well-known author. She mm-hmm. wrote a whole book about her experience with alcoholism and stuff, so she's not exactly anonymous. But I think I agree with her. I think that pretty much everybody has some kind of a problem or an emotional disturbance or something that they could benefit from some sort of help. And I think the difference between an addict or alcoholic and a human being is that once we get clean and sober, we then have the tools to deal with things that human beings may not, that normal human beings may not.
Well, I think it kind of goes back to, I remember we used to talk about that anybody could benefit from working the steps. I mean, if you've got no problem at all, what harm in there is, you know, getting a higher power, giving things over to them, cleaning up your past for whatever things you've done. I mean, that would help anybody with any problem or with no problem. You don't even have to have a problem to have steps help you. The thing is, if you don't have a problem, there's not as much of a reason to get involved with working steps. Of course, maybe normies don't need a reason the way we do. What do you think, Mark?
I think that maybe the difference is normal people, your normal, like they said there, human beings, normal people. I think there's things in the program I had to learn that I didn't know, that I think normal people just know. You know, like, they know that if they do some things to excess, their life becomes unmanageable. I think they already know that.
Yeah. If you do this, things are going to screw up.
Yeah, I think they know that, so they just don't do them. And that of course there's a God, and that they, you know, that God takes care of them, and, you know, and it's a really good idea if you do something wrong to apologize to somebody right away and try to make it right. I think they know that. We didn't know that. We tried to find a way to cover it up.
Right.
You know, make it their fault. And part of the reason that I got clean and sober was to become more like a human being. It's one of the things I strive for and try to succeed at every now and then. Being a little more human, being a little more, you know, a regular guy, doing regular guy stuff.
What does the big book say? Going to men's gatherings of all sorts. Strip clubs. It's a regular guy thing.
Once we get back to Caligula again, aren't we?
Yeah, when do we get to do that regular guy stuff? So, Shelley, you know, when you're done yawning at the excitement, what do you think is the solution? I mean, if you think they're right, should we just continue to create programs? I mean, will programs be able to... We've seen it even with some large programs. Like, look, we talked about it recently, Cocaine Anonymous, big program, but there's not as much emphasis on the coke doing as there was in the 80s, and a lot of people are in the speed, and here this rather large organization is having a little bit of trouble keeping their head above water. We start creating things for strange and unusual things. It's like, how many people, you live in, I don't know, some small town somewhere, there's 4,000 people. How many people are going to be like having a problem with using too much lip balm? Mm-hmm. Even if in a general sense, there might be a million people across the world mm-hmm. that do this one thing. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, in my little town in Montana, there's nobody else that does that. You know, how would you even start a program like that? I mean, it's hard enough to make a new AA meeting or a new NA meeting and get people to go to it. You create some randomly strange fellowship, and the chances of someone in your area even having that randomly strange thing has got to be markedly less. And then, you know, what are you going to do? You got the treasurer, the cake person, the cookie person, the secretary, and the chip person are all the same person.
Yeah.
And then one guy shows up one week, then doesn't show up again. There, it's you sitting by yourself in the room.
Yeah. Well, because one of the ones they mentioned was Emotions Anonymous.
There was.
Mm-hmm. But do you know what? Now, Emotions Anonymous, it sounds nice, doesn't
they
it?
They had a book, too.
Yeah. Doesn't it sound nice, though?
Uh-huh.
You know what it was called when it was first started?
Uh-uh.
Neurotics Anonymous.
Really?
Yeah, probably didn't draw as many people to show
up. They used to have one at Charter Oak Hospital. There was an EA meeting. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people from AA went to it for a little while and bagged it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was just it wasn't their cup of tea or, you know, I'm a big fan of you having some kind of interaction with the reason you're there.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to say singleness of purpose necessarily, but, like, if I'm going to a drug program, I want other people there to be going to a drug program.
Yeah.
It's kind of like my only problem that I had with Celebrate Recovery is you'd have a drug addict sitting next to an alcoholic who's sitting next to a guy addicted to porn who's sitting next to a compulsive shopper. And I just had a hard time believing that everyone was sharing maybe what they needed to share because they were afraid other people would look down on them.
Or hearing what they needed to hear.
Yeah. Jelly?
Yes?
So what do you think?
I don't think that most... I mean, yeah, could you benefit from taking a gander at the steps and perhaps trying to apply them to your life, even if you're not, like, in a serious addictive issue? Sure. But I don't necessarily think that most normal people need to do that. I mean, they can. They have issues. I think they could maybe benefit from it. But most of our, at least in my opinion, of our problems, the ism, results from a warped sense of self.
The I, self, and me.
And most normal people, the better their sense of self is, the less they need this type of correction or tools,
right,
this way of life, because they live life. They just do it, you know, like Mark was saying. It depends on your perception of self. If you have an issue like you're putting on lip balm every 5 minutes and it's affecting your sense of self or your sense of self is creating that behavior, you know, then maybe there is a cause for that.
But then that opens the door to, let's say I live in Yreka, California. That's where I have relatives. It's a small town. We know a guy from one of our meetings just recently went up there. He was having a hard time having enough meetings to go to because there just isn't a lot. Now, if he's having a hard time finding AA meetings,
he can listen to the show.
It's true. If he's having a problem finding AA meetings, can you imagine trying to create a Lip Balm Anonymous meeting there?
I think you probably have to go to those online.
Yeah.
Well, and that's true. We have something living in the studio.
Yes, I think Ringo's back, and he's...
I think it's an opossum.
Yes, he's quite active right now.
Because I saw...
And he's about to knock the Christmas tree stand off of the...
Oh, that'll be exciting when it happens.
Yeah.
From up in the rafters of the studio, there's a Christmas tree stand.
Yeah. Ringo, by the way, was a baby last winter.
Yeah, he's not a baby anymore.
I'm just hoping that Ringo is a Ringo and not a Ringa.
I'm pretty sure that, he doesn't seem to give us any problems. I could have run him over in the driveway the other day because he was, like, playing possum as soon as the headlights hit him. Kind of froze. So, someone has a problem. They live in a small area. Shelley's suggestion might be look for that online. See if there's any resources online. You know what the big book said? If you are but one guy with this book in your hand, you know, that's all you need. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, if someone's got a problem that a 12-step fellowship might have, you may need to do that. If you think, you know what, I'd go out on a limb and say, if you think you have some issue that whatever it is to you, whatever you do obsessively, it doesn't even matter what it is, and you can't find any 12-step fellowship like that, I would encourage you to look at one of the existing 12-step fellowships, like Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, whatever, and replace the word alcohol with whatever your thing is.
Yeah.
And it should work for you the same way. That's why there's so many things patterned after AA, because if you add narcotics or you add drugs or you add cocaine or you add compulsive shopping or compulsive gambling in the spot of where alcohol is, you should be able to work the steps the same way and achieve the same result.
Yeah, most normal people won't do that because they if something starts to become a problem in their lives, they immediately look for help in whatever form that takes.
Yeah.
We did not, because if we admit that we need to get rid of the booze and alcohol or the booze and drugs, we lose our crutch.
Why is living. That any different for someone whose crutch is lip balm or whose crutch
because
is...
Because most normal people seek help a lot sooner than we do.
Let me play devil's advocate a little bit. So only normal people have other idiosyncrasies.
What?
You're making it sound like, you know, we don't do something about it because we're alcoholics and addicts. But other people that are normal, they would take care of this problem ahead of time.
I'm getting dive bombed by Mothra.
Because my assertion would be that this topic would never come up if everyone who's normal just did something about it. If they've got something that's obsessive compulsive about them, that in and of itself makes them not exactly quite normal. I mean, if there's no problem, how does this come up as a problem?
I'm having a problem with this dang
moth. We have no idea. Shelly's going nuts here because she's got a moth right in
her. And I can't move like one part of my body, so I'm flailing my arms around like I'm having a fit.
I'm trying to blow as much cigar smoke over there as I can.
I noticed that.
So, Bruce, that was really deep, and we didn't get any of it. Why don't you answer your own question?
I don't think there is an answer to that question. That's what I was saying. My feeling was that Shelly had said that normal people would attack this problem ahead of time and it would never become an issue. Yet, some author came up with this thing as a question because it's prevalent enough to come up with a question,
because
which
we've got 50,
automatically means people
we've got
that,
50 different programs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. People that have obsessive compulsive disorders for whatever it is, apparently there's enough of them around to create these fellowships to create this problem in the first place. So I don't think it's just that alcoholics and addicts seem to have a problem with it. It's lip balm people. It's people that don't, you know, that would be normal in every other sense of the word.
Shelly's not ready to respond.
People that read too much.
We have them. It's all Bill and Bob's fault. Because the rest of the world looked at AA and said, well, hey, that's working for a large group of people. I have a problem. Why don't I use this and see if it solves my problem? So it's all their fault. Blame it on the founders of AA.
Well, and that's, you know, kind of the beauty of AA is you can do that. Doesn't have to be alcohol or drugs being your problem.
Blame it on the rain.
Well, so then, Shelley.
Yeah.
What are your final thoughts on the subject? And what is the subject? What are we calling this one?
Human beans.
Human beans?
Yeah.
B-E-A-N-S?
Yes.
Human beans? Are sprouting many programs?
Human beings.
I don't know. I don't really have a final thought on this. My final thought is, and it harm none, do as you will. There you go, the Wiccan read.
Okay.
I don't know.
How about you, Mark? What are your final words be?
Whatever works for you, just do it.
Just do it?
Just do it.
Nope, we're going to have to pay something to Nike now. I don't know. You know, my thing is, goes back to that if you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing. If you don't like what you're getting, for whatever your situation is, then do something different. If you think you've got a problem with something, you look it up online, you can't find anything, I suggest you take the 12 steps of AA, NACA, whatever, and put your thing in. When it says alcohol, you know, I admit it, I have a problem with alcohol. My life was unmanageable. I admit I have a problem with whatever, collecting insects or, you know, whatever your weird thing is.
Yeah, that is a problem, unless you're an entomologist.
Well, you know, you never know. And
collecting coffee cakes?
You can work it out. So, Shelley.
Yes.
People are listening to the show.
Thank you.
Yay!
If you are listening to the show in any other way but Podomatic, we really appreciate it, but we'd really appreciate it more if you went to our site at recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click like or permalink. If you're a member, you've been counted. Thank you. That helps us with our numbers. If you're not, you will have the opportunity to become a member. You can follow us. You can get updates of when we post the shows. You can... you can click like and leave topic suggestions on other shows. If you leave topic suggestions, leave them in the most recent show so Bruce can see them easily. And also, we had from Mark, person, not you, Mark, but Mark that wrote in to us, a listener, found that when he goes to recovery101.net, and this is a tip for our listeners, and he tries to click like and permalink, it won't work. But if he goes to podomatic.com, then connects with recovery101, through Podomatic, then he can do like and leave topic things.
That's weird.
That's really weird.
So if any of our other listeners are having the same problem, that's how you do it. Go to podomatic.com, then find our
Recovery
shows right up in the top, and you can just click on it.
Yeah, you can almost always find us on the main page because we've been in like the top 10 for a long time. So we should be easy to find. Mark, we have a friend back east.
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
Writes the publication our topic came from tonight. He's got the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. Here is a fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription, and he will send it to you via the Postal Service, which is how I was reading mine today. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sit gather, contact Bruce. He'll send you some copies to strew about the facility. And if you're interested in a franchise, contact him also, and he will give you everything you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
Awesome. We've got email addresses at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got an email address at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. That's to join the crack advertising staff or to purchase advertising. You can see videos at youtube.com/easylook. And youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourselves too damn seriously.
Shelley.
Yes?
Who's the lead out music by?
Looking for Trouble.
Looking for Trouble. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you. Yeah.